At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. More than a month after Hurricane Harvey struck the Texas coast, the final shelter in Dallas for evacuees closed yesterday. City officials told the Dallas Morning News those who were staying at the Tommy Allen Recreation Center have either returned home, found an apartment, or are staying in local hotels. 3,900 people stayed at 8 emergency shelters in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Irving over 5 weeks at one point. The Dallas School District last week decided to fast-track renaming 4 schools honoring Confederate figures, but yesterday on WFAA's Inside Texas Politics, Trustee Joyce Foreman said the board may consider other schools in the future.
I have schools in my neighborhood, at least 2, that community people have talked about changing the name.
R.L. Thornton Elementary and William Atwell Law Academy sit in Foreman's district in the southwest Oak Cliff area. But Foreman said renaming those and other schools and memorials honoring Confederate history won't change the culture.
And that we really have to take a good look at what's going on in some of the DISD schools, particularly those that are low performing. Because of those 14 that are low performing, about 8 of those used to be campuses that were not low performing based on when we were under the desegregation order.
Foreman added some board members will allow shorter Confederate names to remain on schools if communities agree to them. The NFL and Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott will take the legal fight over his suspension to New Orleans today. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear the league's request for a stay on a previous ruling that allowed Elliott to play. The NFL suspended him for 6 games over allegations of domestic violence. The NFL Players Association sued on Elliott's behalf. If the Fifth Circuit honors the stay, Elliott would not be able to play until Thanksgiving. A recent study found 70% of U.S. consumers binge-watch TV shows, an average of 5 episodes per marathon session. But that trend raises some health concerns. In today's Vital Signs, Melissa Melton Otumba, a mental health counselor with Parkland Hospital, explained to me why viewers should exercise care when binge-watching.
Anytime you binge on anything, it's not necessarily positive for your health.
In what way?
Number one, it really decreases people's sleep. It really causes your brain oftentimes to really get activated to the point where if you're doing it near normal sleep time hours, it's really hard for you to kind of then wind down to be able to get the type of sleep that you need to be able to feel rejuvenated.
Does it depend at all on what you watch? Maybe a Planet Earth documentary or one of the multi-part Ken Burns documentaries, as opposed to, say, binge-watching Game of Thrones or, sure. or House of Cards or something.
Yes, I think that there still needs to be limits. But, if we're watching something that's very dramatic, maybe has a lot of negative images in it, it's violent, that oftentimes does increase our normal stress hormones that are produced in our brain, which also has negative consequences, causes higher anxiety or even higher depression rates, and then sleep deprivation versus watching something else that might be more positive, maybe more informative, that doesn't necessarily have those same effects on us.
Now, would it matter at all if you're binge watching alone as opposed to maybe binge watching with a friend or several?
When you're binge watching with other people, technically, you're still interacting with people. Maybe there's still conversations going on. Maybe you're still doing other things versus really just being sucked into that show by yourself. And there's not a lot of other, stimulation going on because you're just really kind of involved in that storyline of the show.
Mm-hmm. Does it have more of a negative impact on one age group versus another?
You know, we're seeing different things. Seniors, technically, we're seeing a little bit more of a negative side effect because typically they already have other things that they're struggling with, heart issues, and oftentimes binge watching and some of the side effects as it relates to the chemicals that are being generated in their brain exacerbate some of the problems that they're already experiencing health-wise.
teenagers, people in their 20s.
What we see there is, again, the sleep deprivation, which then also will affect their ability to function at the level that they need to as it relates to going to school, being productive, helping out at home.
And they already need a lot of sleep as it is.
Exactly. So this is definitely not helping and really exacerbates. And we're also seeing that it can increase their anxiety levels and depression levels as well.
Why do you suppose this is so addictive in the first place?
Well, I think it's a relatively new phenomenon, number one, mm-hmm. with the invent of kind of these on-demand ways to watch TV like Netflix, and just automatically comes on every 30 minutes. So it makes it really easy. And oftentimes at the end, there's those cliffhangers that kind of tie you into wanting to watch that next episode. So even though you might have something else that you know that you have to do, you're kind of sucked in and you might think, well, just one more episode isn't going to hurt.
So what do we do then to break the habit?
You know, really making choices to be intentional about what you know is best for you, whether it's setting a limit of 1 to 2 episodes instead of 5 to 8, or making sure that you're being productive and maybe doing other things in between those episodes that are helpful, like folding a load of laundry or doing a homework assignment, and then kind of encouraging yourself by having that be the motivator to then watch another episode rather than sitting down and watching several back to back.
And yet there are more and more series, more and more choices coming along. Do you see this problem getting worse before it gets better anytime soon?
Yeah, definitely, because of all the choices that we have. Like every couple of years, I hear of new things that I've never heard of from my teens, you know, a new service out there that makes things easier, really instant gratification, being able to see them back to back quickly as you want. You know, not like when we were a kid when, you know, you had your favorite show that you sat down, you watched, you enjoyed that episode, and then you anticipated what next week would look like instead of watching it all at once on a Saturday afternoon.
Melissa Melton Otumba, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, Sam.
Melissa Melton Otumba is a mental health counselor with Parkland Hospital. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies today with a high near 91, overnight low 74, but there's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 86.